Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, August 31st. You're listening to the College Football Daily. My name is Trey Scott. I had to look real quick to see if August has 30 days or 31. It's 31. I should have known that. Excited about today's episode. Bringing in Blake Brockermeyer, college football analyst for 24/7 Sports, former Texas All-American, NFL first-round draft pick. We're talking breakout players. 15 guys are on his list from last week over on 247sports.com. I asked him to narrow it down to five, and all five are in key games this weekend, pivotal spots in the weekend's biggest game. So I think you'll like that as we gear up. We were going to do today's episode to talk about a little depth chart observations. Yeah, that fell through, and instead we're going to do that on Wednesday's episode, hopefully with Steve Wiltfong. So I'm putting you on the hook right now, Steve, to be available today. I think you will be. And so we'll dive into all the depth chart madness on Wednesday's episode. But a few brief notes there. I mean, you probably saw it. Tennessee named Joe Milton the starting quarterback. He's a transfer from Michigan. He beat out Virginia Tech transfer Hendon Hooker and Harrison Bailey for that job. Texas announced Hudson Card as their quarterback one. We already knew that. Chip Brown of Horns 24/7 has been all over that. The expectation is that Casey Thompson will play a little bit week one against Louisiana. I don't know. I feel like he's going to transfer, but let's just see what happens. Sunday night's big game, Florida State versus Notre Dame. Who's going to be Florida State's quarterback? Right now, it's McKenzie Milton or Jordan Travis. If you're wondering why McKenzie Milton has not run away with that job yet, it's a few things going on there. Is that foot all right? Did he get to practice enough this fall? I thought Brennan Sinone of Noles 24/7 touched on it all perfectly last week in a podcast episode about the Seminoles. Just check us out in your feed and find that episode to learn more about that. Elsewhere in college football, Hurricane Ida, path of destruction through Louisiana and New Orleans. It has forced the movement of Tulane, Oklahoma to Norman, Oklahoma. It was supposed to be in New Orleans. It's not going to be. It's going to be in Norman if they do play. Meanwhile, of course, LSU is in Houston, where they evacuated to. So a lot of college football games this weekend that have been affected by Hurricane Ida. So just a really horrible situation. And I know our Go 24/7 guys are safe. I know others weren't as fortunate. So hearts go out to them. And hopefully, you know, we can get everything back on track down there soon enough. Anyway, we'll talk about depth charts tomorrow. We'll talk with Blake Brockermeyer right now about breakout stars of the 2021 season. Okay, Blake Brockermeyer joins us right now to talk about a very popular piece he published last week on 24/7 Sports. Leap year, 15 players making the jump in 2021. Blake, I asked you to identify about five of these guys from that 15 who we would all watch this weekend on a national stage. I'm excited to talk about these names. I think we should start with the guy on Thursday night, Minnesota defensive end Boye Mafe. I feel like the only chance the Gophers have is if they don't let CJ Stroud have enough time to connect with those incredible wide receivers.
You know, Minnesota, you know, draws a tough opening game for sure. Mafe is an excellent edge rusher. He's going to be going against one of the better offensive lines in the country. So this will be a great test for him. It'll be a chance for him to show the nation what he's about. Last year against, I believe it was Michigan, he had a nice game on a national stage. So it'll be a tough test. But hey, if you're that guy and you want to go try to make some money, you got to do it against the best. And so they open up with the best team in the Big Ten. And Mafe will have a chance to shine, especially if they can somehow keep the game close.
You were an offensive lineman for a very long time. This is a guy, 81-inch wingspan. Say he's twitchy. He's got power. He's got some combinations. 4.5 sacks last year in a really shortened season. Like what about him would concern you the most?
Well, I mean, he's a twitchy guy. He's got long arms, which is always a problem. You know, he's got a good get off and he's an explosive, dynamic guy. So those guys are always a problem. You know, if he were just an edge guy that didn't have a power move or a long arm move, that would concern me a lot less. But, you know, once when you've got speed and power, that's a problem. And so Ohio State's tackles will have to stay square, get to their spot, and, you know, do their best to keep him out of the backfield. I mean, whether they err on, you know, sliding his way more or not, who knows? But, I mean, he's definitely a guy that can cause some problems for Ohio State. So I would think that they would want to take that away. But I also, you know, would like to see him, how he plays the run. I mean, I think, you know, if you're going to play in the league, you can't just rush the passer the whole game. You got to be able to stop the run too and set the edge. So, you know, we'll find out, you know, right off the bat, you know, whether he's that guy or not.
One of the best tight ends in the ACC. You say he might be the best if he's healthy is Miami's Will Mallory. I think diehards would know the name. I don't think the casual college football fan would have any idea. He played behind Brevin Jordan for the last few years, but super talented guy. He can produce. I think he's an NFL guy. You do too. They play against Alabama. Might be the best defense in the SEC in all of college football. You kind of feel like De'Aaron King's going to have to find Will Mallory a time or two again. This is a guy, he's like, on your list, you have a few players who are known commodities who are you are predicting to jump to near superstardom. Why is Mallory one of those types of guys for you?
Well, he's a tight end in a system that's going to get used. I mean, Rhett Lashley likes tight ends. He'll use multiple tight ends. He's got a big target, a large catch radius. He's got good hands. He'll be a nice complement to what they do running the football and taking some shots on the outside with Rambo. And so I think, you know, he's got a chance to, I mean, I don't think he's going to catch 80 footballs this year, but he's averaged about 20 catches the last two seasons. He's been injured a little bit. He also hadn't been, you know, the man there, been behind Jordan. So I think, you know, he's got a chance to, if he can stay healthy, to really make a name for himself. And I think we'll see him playing on Sundays. It's just a matter of him really just staying healthy.
It's interesting, on of the 15 guys you singled out, three of them are tight ends and two of them are going to be in that game, Miami versus Alabama. The other one is Alabama's Cameron Latu, who's tight end one right now with Jahlil Billingsley sort of in the doghouse. So maybe we'll see a good game from Cameron Latu. Oh, over in Charlotte, Clemson's going to be playing Georgia. And as you, Clemson wide receiver, I loved what you called him, DK Metcalf. Like, he's 6'3", 225. Clemson's got plenty of wide receivers, but with Justin Ross's health, we still haven't seen him, you know, take a live hit since 2019. You've got Joseph Ngata nursing an injury. Frank Ladson's got some drops issues still. This guy could have to be a big part of their offense.
Yeah, let's hope Ajou doesn't take a hit like Florida tight end took last year against Georgia. But he's got a great frame. He's got a lot of tools. He's a Canadian-born guy. So I think last year he kind of got his feet wet and Clemson system. Clemson will have a great offense. Now, Georgia's defense, let's not fool ourselves. These are some grown men on their defense now. So it's not going to be easy pickings. I'm not sure this is the game where he comes out and just goes crazy. I mean, he's not even technically a starter for him, but he will play, I think, in spots this year. And I think, you know, he's a guy that I think is going to eventually end up being a big time playmaker for Clemson.
So this is like a futures bet for you. You could see, like, you know, a catch or two here and get more comfortable, because to your point, he's from Canada. Like, he hasn't been playing football forever. And I know last year Dabo Swinney was just talking about how talented he is, but how raw he is. But I get what you're saying. Like, he'll do a few things this year, but they've also got EJ Williams too. But then he could be like the next guy for them. I think
he'll do more than a few things. I think, you know, they'll situationally play him. They'll put him in the red zone. He'll have a chance to go up and catch some contested balls, some 50-50 balls. I mean, Clemson's got a great offense, and I think they'll wean him in. I think he'll be a part of their rotation at wide receiver. You know, I don't think he's going to be the superstar player for him this year. He might be, but I think he's definitely going to be a guy that's going to play this year. And I think he's got a tremendous future and a great offense, and Clemson's not going away anytime soon. So I think he'll be a guy that, you know, that the nation needs to know about.
LSU probably watched a little of, they've watched it all now, UCLA versus Hawaii, and quickly realize that to beat the Bruins, you're going to have to stop them on the ground. Allie Gay, defensive lineman for LSU, 6'6", 250 pounds, 2 sacks and 9.5 tackles for loss last year. You mentioned he also really got after the quarterback. He's someone who's on your breakout list. He's also in a key spot in a key game on Saturday night.
Yeah, Allie Gaze is a guy that stood out to me last year. He's a junior college guy, so last year was his first year. You know, two sacks doesn't do a whole lot for you. LSU had a unique circumstance last year. They had just an interesting team after the year before, but he had tons of pressures. I mean, 25, 30 pressures, I believe. He's very disruptive. He had almost 10 TFLs. He's a guy that in camp evidently was dominating at times. So I think, you know, this is the year to get paid for him. LSU is going to have an elite defensive line this year, one of the best in the country, I think. They've got depth. They've got great players across their whole D-line and their secondary. So I think he's a guy that's an interesting guy that's going to be in a better situation this year defensively than he was last year. So he'll have a tough test. UCLA looked good, but LSU is not Hawaii. And that's the big difference.
Yeah, you're right. They're not. Jumping all the way to Monday night for the last guy we're going to talk about, big Labor Day showcase, Ole Miss versus Louisville. All right, so you're telling me that Ole Miss has a guy on defense to be paying attention to. It's not just Matt Corral. It's not just Jerrion Ealy. Cedric Johnson, linebacker for them, three tackles for loss and three sacks in 2020. And to your point, Blake, like with a shortened season, weird season stats, especially defensively, don't really do all that much. But you're saying this is a guy to buy some stock in.
This is a guy that I've got my eye out on. He's a guy that's being coached by one of the best defensive line coaches in the country, in Randall Joyner, who's an elite pass rush guy. He's got some great traits. I know they're very excited about this guy. He has got the size and get off to do some damage. So I think Ole Miss has some guys. They just couldn't stop the run last year, and they had so many opt-outs and COVIDs last year, or not opt-outs, but guys that were traced and COVID. So I think this is a guy to keep your eye out on for Ole Miss on the edge. He's an outside linebacker that'll come in and rush the passer, and I think I could see him probably getting closer to the 10 sacks than three sacks this year. So be interesting to keep an eye on him. The defense has to do their part. To rush the passer, you have to, you know, earn that opportunity by stopping the run. And so Ole Miss has to stop the run this year. Last year, they were getting run through, you know, right up the gut. So be curious to see how these guys do on defense. But my guess is they're going to be a lot better than they were last year. Are they going to be Clemson, Alabama, Georgia's level? No. But their offense is also at a different level too.
Well, you mentioned the stopping the run. They've got a tough test. I mean, I'm not a huge Louisville fan or Louisville guy, but like they Scott Satterfield does drop some interesting stuff on the ground game. So that's the game within the game, right? To watch on Monday night. It's not just Ole Miss's offense versus Louisville and how many can they score on them. It's can that Ole Miss defense stop maybe the only good part of Louisville's offense right now. Can't wait to watch. Blake Brockermeyer, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate you joining us today on the College Football Daily. Our producer is Lance Glenn. My name is Trey Scott. Talk to you on Wednesday. Talk to you tomorrow for the next edition of the College Football Daily.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel, streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.